Okay, let's get to what we are preaching. Don't worry, I'll be brief. These days, I'm not caught up for long preaching. The one way you don't hear, go practice it. But before I preach, everybody lift up your phone. Everybody lift up your phone. Look for the phone. Look for it. If you plug and bring them out. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 13 from verse 1. Your phone, bring it. Somebody bring pacifying's own. He's looking for it. Look for his own, bring it. If you have the phone, bring it. Bring your phone. Are you with your phone now? You will lift it up. Look at the phone. Just look at it. Just look at the phone. You want a phone? You forgot it in the house. Look for something that looks like phone. Bring it. I know what I'm talking about. If you don't have phone, carry your Bible or something that is four corner. Be looking at it. Hallelujah. Are you seeing the phone? Tell the phone, you are a phone. You are not talking. Say, you are a phone. You are not a human being. You will not replace the purpose of human beings in my life. Those of you that are married, if you are a wife, say, you are a phone. You are not my husband. You will not replace my husband in my life. Those of you that are married that are men, say, you are a phone. The men are not here. How many are we? 1, 2, 3, 4. I want to hear your voice. Some of us are not married, but they are married though, so. But the ones that are legally married, say with me, you are a phone. You are not my wife. You can never replace my wife. Bring down the phone. You know, this thing you have said is in church. You can dislodge it. You can see the all manner of disorganization in the church just because of one thing. See how the church. We are talking about walking in love. Walking in what? Walking in what? Somebody say walking in love. Walking in love. Say it again. Walking in love. Say to yourself, I'm a child of God. I am born of love. I am ordained to walk in love. And I must walk in love in the name of Jesus. You know why I said you should raise your phones up? Eh? Even the ones that are not married, what causes most of the quarrels between you and your boss, between you and your friends, between you and maybe your fiancé? You'll be so shocked. And in the house, he said. But this month you must be delivered in the name of Jesus. Some of us that are married to fools. It's true. Some of us that are married, our wives are fools. Our husbands are fools. But after this explanation, and you still continue to do it, if I catch you, what I will tell you, you will not believe is me. Why do you want to spoil a house just because of something that somebody sat down
and put together.
He said it's an important call. He said it's an important message. That's why your husband is talking and you are pressing phone. That's why your boss is talking and you are pressing. He's talking and I'm hearing you.
It's a lie.
Bible says no one can serve two masters at the same time. Listen, do you know why your two eyes are in front? So that you can concentrate. You can't see two things by the side at the same time. Try it. And see the figure well. It is not possible. Oh, it's a business deal. That's good. That's why the attention that should be given to the woman is not given to the because of business deal. That's why the attention that should be given to the man is not given to the man because of business deal, because of gold. Majority of the problem is lying here. Rate of divorce has increased since Android phone came out. Do you know that people have sex through phone? People are calling somebody and they are having sex through phone. You don't know? Oh God, I don't know. Change you. The kingdom of God is at hand. Hallelujah. The coming of Jesus is very close. Change. Stop creating stress for yourself. Are you creating stress? If you know, like a man said, I don't want to marry. He molded a robot. I married the robot. You don't know. There's a man like that. He said, I don't want human beings. I want to marry robots. And he molded one because he's involved in building robots. So he built one and said, this one is my wife. And carries the robots everywhere. You don't know. There are some people in US, they don't have time. They're only interested in their pussycats, in their dogs. If you know that phone is what is preoccupying your mind, leave human beings. Get married to your phone. Stay with the phone. I don't know whether somebody's here. Leave human beings alone. Go with this, go with the technology. It's okay. Go with it. And leave human beings alone. Amen. You will not be destroyed by what man made in the name of Jesus. Amen. Before it used to be television, but it has moved from television. I read something online. They said a little in a class, a teacher told the students to write an essay. And the boy said, what do you cherish most? Write an essay on that. A little boy wrote an essay that he wants God to make him a television. Because in their house, the only thing that brings the attention of everybody together is television. That when they are watching the television, the father does not scold the television, does not shout on the television. Television is television. So the man is watching, everybody is with rapt attention. Every other person that makes noise, come on, keep quiet. You know that you are watching television. So the boy said, I want to be a television so that I can get the same maximum attention television gets in our house. And the teacher read it and was crying. The husband came close and said, what is it? He said, look at what the student needs. Hallelujah. Please and please, I don't want when I'm preaching, don't use phone. For Bible, for me. If you like, say it is I am an atheist person. If you are coming to church, carry Bible. Don't bring phone. He said, Pastor, you don't know about technology. I don't know. I agree, I accept. I accept. You can't force me to know. I decide not to know technology in that one. Don't come to church with phone. As far, that is where your Bible is. I'm preaching. You are using phone to look for Bible passage. Don't do it for me. I will harass you. You know why? Do you know why? Eh? That that thing is so tempting that you wouldn't know when you move out of the Bible and enter WhatsApp. You will not know. The Bible says, flee from every appearance of what? Evil. Don't destroy your life, oh, because of what you can control. These are things you can control. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have ever lost your phones before? That week you lost your phone, and probably you rearrange your mind and you'll be okay. Listen, did you die? The answer is no. You even have more peace. I don't know whether somebody's. You have more peace. You sleep better. Somebody say, hey, pastor, buy television and put it in your room. I say, me. No, now. Put television again in the room. You don't want me to sleep. After all the stress in the office and everywhere, I will not put television in my room again. I watch in the office. I come to the parlor. Work. As I'm coming to the room, instead of me to sleep, I'm watching television. Ah, no, now. I want to kiss somebody. Let the distraction end in the name of Jesus. Even if it is what you got from me today, take it. We are talking about walking in love, walking in agape. What we are talking about is manifesting love. Hallelujah. Because the love of God is already there as a Christian. I read a scripture for you on Thursday. The Bible says, if you live in the Spirit, do what? Also walk in the Spirit. If you live in love, also do what? Walk in love. The problem of a believer is not the problem of having faith or not having faith. The problem of a believer is not the problem of having authority or not having authority. The problem of a believer is not the problem of having love or not having love. The major problem we have is manifesting what you already have. Bible says, Romans chapter 5 verse 5, that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. Let's read this scripture together. No, go back. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 from verse 1. Let's read together. Everybody want to go? Okay, don't worry. Give me chapter 12, the last verse. Chapter 12, the last verse. I think verse 14 or there. Chapter 12, the last verse. The verse or verse. There you go. Chapter 12, verse 31, okay. But earnestly desire and zealously cultivate the greatest and the best gifts and graces, the higher gifts and the choicest graces. And yet I will show you a still more excellent way, one that is better by far and the highest of them all. In bracket, what? So love is the more excellent way. Chapter number 13, now verse 1. Chapter 13, verse 1. Give me King James. When you get to where you give me Amplified, I will tell you. Chapter 13, verse 1. Everybody read. One, two, go. So there are two tongues here. Tongues of men and tongues of what? Verse 2. Uncle, be fast so that they can go. One, two, go. All mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could do what? Remove the mountains and have no charity, I am what? I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed what? The philanthropist. And though I give my body to be born and have no charity, it profited me what? All right. Give me Amplified from here. Let's listen. As you read it, you will understand it. You don't need the explanation. So that word charity is the word what? Charity is what? Love. Love does what? Love endures what? And is what again? So love endures long. It is patient and kind. So listen. The Bible says, love is patient and is what? Kind. So whenever I am walking in patience and kindness and what again? And I'm walking in forbearance I am walking in love. Listen, walking in love is not in the air. There are parameters to check whether you are walking in love. If I walk outside patience, I am walking outside love. You don't understand. Bible says love is patience. So if I walk in patience, I'm walking in love. If I walk outside patience, I'm walking outside love. No, that's the truth. The Bible says love is. They say, what is this? He said, this is. So what it simply means, that is what that thing is. That is what it represents. So if I walk in patience, boy, I'm walking in love. Are you understanding? So the Bible says love endures long. I can't bear it any longer. Into him yesterday, 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Love endures what?
Long.
When I was thinking about this in my office, hallelujah, God said to me, I said, does it mean that the Bible says love bears long? Does it mean that if somebody does something wrong, I will not reprimand the person? God said, that's not what it means. That you rebuke corrected the person doesn't stop you from loving the person. That's what it means. You corrected the person. He said, love bears long. Hallelujah. You corrected the person. Probably the person had changed, but 5%. You were able to endure with the person until the person comes to the full knowledge of what you want the person to be. Let's go. Love never does what? Love never is what? Envious. Nor boils over with what? Jealousy. Hallelujah. Boys over with jealousy. Very soon, some of us will start getting married. Eh? You see plenty among the girls. Ah, this is our money. No, I'm a senior now. I go to chief bridesmaid for being wise senior. What is wrong with you being chief bridesmaid for somebody who is senior? Is there anything wrong? How old are you? Maybe 15 or 16. Eh? Maybe it is this small one that is wedding, and one sister Esther to do chief bridesmaid for her. Sister Casey, come. I don't suffer. Is it because life play like this? Now you make people look finish. Innocence, small pickings like her. Now me go come. Okay, she wants to tell everybody, say, I'm still single. God, remember me. God is not remembering you anything. God remember you. Most of the prayers we pray are outside love, born of what? Jealousy. Wickedness. So God, how long will it take because you saw somebody that is wedding? All my age mates are married. You never see, you didn't show your age mates where don't die. Hallelujah. Don't boil over with jealousy. It's not boastful or what? Vainglorious. Does not display itself haughtily. One woman told me, say, if I enter church, as I'm entering church, you must notice that I've entered. I said, wow. From the door, everybody must turn that I've entered. See, so it's true. Any time the woman comes from office, from gates, you must perceive her perfume. From gates, amen. See, there's one of these little girls. They attend the same church, and two of them are my friends, my best friends. So, you know, I said, you know, Susan, so you see, I know her. She became pompous, and I know me talk to her. I said, go to church tomorrow, you must talk to her. You must. And I don't know whether it's because she's 3 months pregnant. So you know that there is something that can make her behave. You know, pregnancy can change a woman. You know that pregnancy. Do you know that pregnancy can change a woman's behavior? Eh? You wake up in the morning, the woman will not go greet up to you. You don't know what the woman is passing through. Probably, the baby will, somebody like Ivy, when she was in the womb, she will carry her leg and put in the belly like this. Put them where? Hold them tight. You will just see the leg like this, see the hand. I said, that is not the easy truth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I said, when you go to church tomorrow, talk to her. Amen. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude or mannerly. Can you understand? Listen. My mouth no good, though. And you're a Christian. They're telling us your mouth no good. My own no good. If I open my mouth, if I talk to you, you will meet here. Right. A child of God. That's how they know you. As a rude person. Important cut is worse. Children will see you, they will not greet you. They will just, they are seeing your past. In this portal court, no, people don't greet people. Have you noticed that people don't greet people? The children will see and pass. One day, I saw one little boy. He greeted me. He said, "Uncle, good afternoon." I say, "Yay! This is strange. In portal court, small boy greeting you, no." So we need to correct that. Bible says, "Love is not ill words, manner. It's not rude." Somebody will not carry you as you say now, a full grown man with a baby and probably expecting another one. Your wife, stand up. Your wife will tell you, turn again. Turn. You don't finish appearing, man. So if men are coming out, you will also come out. Look at you. You didn't see that man. The day you carry him, come the dance, come present to me for altar here. Say, let me weld. My friend saying, I weld it. Let me weld the two of you. Somebody say, God help. Love, God's love in us does not insist on its own rights. I told people when people go to hell, it's because of love. You know why? Because love, God is love, and love does not insist on its own right. So God does not insist that you must come to heaven. He shouldn't. Are you understanding? Love does not insist on its own right. It must be the way I did. A man was preaching on television. He said he was always having problem. He said, "Pastor, was always having problem with the wife. You know, in their house, it's tied. So if they are putting chair, the man start from the line. And the wife will just, after sweeping the house, push chair. You know, there are some people like that. They don't care. So men are very meticulous. When my grandfather was alive, my mother's father, he will cut yam and measure it and keep it. My grandmother saw hell. Measure it and keep. You dare not go and cut the yam. When he comes back, he will come and measure it back. If my mother, then we are hungry, you can't touch the yam. They're mad. When he comes back and you have caught the yam to feed the children. Hey, my mother told me that her father was a terror. Some of us are like that. This is what, as I keep him here, was not shit. So the thing was a problem. You know what the man did? He went to market, bought rug, covered it. So that if there is no, he doesn't, anywhere you put the thing, let the thing be. Love does not insist on its own rights. Why do you want the person to change overnight? Somebody you just, especially those who support the marriage, why do you want the person to change overnight? It's not possible. That's in their house. Now, so some houses are like that too. The father no care, the mother no care. That's how they brought up the children. The person is 18 years, so for good 18 years, the person has been keeping chain anyhow. And you just marry the person for 2 months. You want the person to change overnight, it won't work. Don't deceive yourself. Somebody's out here. Hallelujah. Does not insist on his own right or his own way. For it is not self-seeking. It must not be his own. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Listen, there are some of us that have book of remembrance. Some are in a book, a normal book. Some are in our brain. The only thing we remember very fast are the wrong people have done to me. On December 21st, I can remember vividly. I can remember vividly. December 21st. That thing was on a Friday. 21st. It was on Friday. If I could remember. I could remember vividly on 21st. Friday evening. Because I could remember the following day was Saturday. See your life. Remember vividly, this same thing you did now, it was done that day, and I shouted my head up. You are repeating it again. Let's hear for ourselves. Listen, David said, if you mark our transgressions, who can stand? Don't need to flare up and shout, it's the time that the person does something wrong, you don't announce it when the person does something right. How many of us announce, wow, you are good, you did well today. If you say it, it's 3%, 3/100 times. But let you be the wrong, you magnify. Pastor, don't tell me to calm down. I don't suffer. This thing is far and over. And which one I go count, which one I believe. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth do what? Prevail. Serves him right. You know, some of us that are pastors, we are also guilty of that. Maybe somebody leaves our church and joins another church, and something wrong happens to the person. I told him, as he's leaving me, that this a child of God that just left your ministry to go and join another ministry to continue his service, and probably something happened to the person, and you are happy. It's wrong. If I do it, God, please forgive me, but it's wrong. I talk, I still live, you know, I see I'm the other day indoors. The other day where I see him, he don't die. Why? The Bible says he does not rejoice in what? In injustice. The next verse. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. Is ever ready to believe the best of every person. So what it means is that if Kelechi is good in standing as an usher, but not good in sweeping the church, not good in taking people's attendance, not good in cleaning the church, but she is good in standing here as an usher, what the Bible recommends is that we should do what? Do what? Ever ready to believe the best of the person. Let us magnify the good that is. That is what God does. If the good in us is magnified, you will be so shocked that those things we feel are wrong are overshadowed by that. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said he believes everything. Listen. If you, as a person, even, do you know that even with God, even when we are missing it, do you know why he is our intercessor? Jesus is our intercessor. He still believes that anyhow, will come out better. Anyhow, even if the father says no, he says no, I know this one, he's not going to miss it. Don't worry, I will make sure that he succeeds. Believes the best of everyone. A man told me that in their office, the boss called him, said, Mr. Fine, there are two of these people we employed from Shell. In fact, they don't know their left from their right. I want to sack them. They are not this. They are not those. I'm sacking them. The man said. He didn't tell the man, no, you go employ them. Those of us that are here, you know, even increase our salary. You go employ them, increase their salary. He said, please, give me 2 months to work on these two persons. After 2 months, we assess them. He went to the man's, the one they wanted to sack. Said, Oga said you are not doing well. What is the problem? Okay, I've been in this company for some time. Look at what you do. Look at what you do. What you do. And the man began to apply those things. After 1 week, the boss called him. Say, Mr. Fine, are you a magician? What did you do? In fact, these people are better now. This year, the other one. But if it is some people, because man said, those people we are employed and we are placed above them. Meanwhile, they know Sabi the work. Instead of the man quarreling, say, just give me 2 months. Under 2 weeks, the men became better. And they were happy. Hallelujah. If it is some people, I talk from day one, as I saw those people, I know say they don't serve anything. The best is to sack them. I don't know whether somebody said, believe the best of everyone. There are some of us, the truth is that there are some of us that if God has not helped us, you know, there was a time George ran away. This George. Three of us. Hallelujah. There was a time a man ran away. A man came, and after some time he disappeared. We didn't see him again. Listen, what kept them and brought them back? And today, the day they preached, the day this my boy preached, I almost stood up. Because the way he was analytical, you know, there's a way he does his hand. So analytical in his message, and you could see life being transmitted. You know, Bible says love believes in the best of everyone. There are some of us that people come, that's your boy, he's useless. So I don't want to believe in what people are telling me about you. What I believe is that no matter what it is, as long as I keep feeding you with the word, you will come up, I'll come out of God. If I had told him, a man, go, we don't need you. Probably, I wouldn't have a boy like him today. This verse will be lying waste and fallow, and we'll still be praying. Some of the prayer points can be put by the side if you can show love and manifest love. If you can believe in the best of everyone. Listen, this woman you are seeing here, my wife, is a very short-tempered person. This person. I said no. At a point in our relationship, I carried her picture. I'm confessing now. I carried her picture, looked for Catherine Kuma's book, and put it there. I said, God, no matter what the people say, this is what I want. And these days, somebody will sometimes will say, Pastor Jennifer, I know they talk. I just laugh. Very strong, though. As you are, you can do one hand, can do that. As you see, it's more like this. But I refuse to see what every other person is seeing. The Bible says love believes in the best of everyone. There is nobody that cannot change if the person is fed with the word and with love. I asked the men in the morning, how did Jesus love us when we are good and when we are bad? The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave while we are yet sinners. Not while we are righteous. While we are yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Why? Because God believes that he believes the best of everyone. Remember, he is love manifested. Oh, I said I will not preach love. Take. I'm very sorry.